The toy bar is open! Come wander on in, grab a stool, and hang out with a drink while your hosts and toy barflies, Jason Duvall and Dave Draper, discuss, argue, and celebrate their love of toys, games, and all things collectible. Brought to you by... we'll get back to you on that. This is Dave and Duvall's Toys and Collectibles.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to an all-new episode of Dave and Duvall's Toys and Collectibles right here on ToyWorldOrder.com and on iTunes and Stitcher to ToyWorldOrder. We're your hosts. I'm Duvall. That's Dave Draper.
Yay.
Yeah. We're back. We did it. We're back. Yay.
Yay.
A couple of things. Dave and I were just kind of talking about this off air, and I told Dave, I was like, you'd be doing yourself a disservice if you didn't listen to it. And he was like, you're trying to tell me what to listen to. And then I told him, well, they discuss why Alan Moore never goes to Comic Cons anymore. And Dave's like, well, shit, now I gotta listen to
it. Well, that's how you do it, man. If you want someone to, like, do
I gotta get you a hook.
Well, you gotta, like, give me a reason beyond I'm telling you to. Seriously.
There's a podcast that started in July, which I just found out about it just this week. But it's available wherever you can listen to podcasts, Apple Podcasts, SiriusXM Podcast. It's a SiriusXM podcast, but it's available wherever podcasts are listened to. So Pandora, any of those, you know, podcasts.
Why would I go to the planet with the blue cat people?
Right? Comic-Con begins, origin stories of the San Diego Comic-Con and the rise of modern fandom. It is a 6-part series, 7-part series.
So it's a mini-series. It's like Winds of War.
Oh, it started in June. I'm sorry. It started in June. June 22nd.
Oh, my God.
I was looking at it backwards. I was looking at it because it's descending, not ascending. But yeah, there's five episodes. 6 episodes. Comic-Con.
What other lies will you tell?
Days of Comic Past. First Geeks. The Con is on. Good Grief. Shel Dorf. A whole episode about the co-founder of Comic-Con. Who was very controversial. I love the mid to late 80s, and SDCC Conquers the World, which covers what Dave and I have lived through, which is Twilight, Robert Downey Jr., 8-hour lines, has the $64,000 question, has Comic-Con become something different?
Yes.
You know, and it's interesting, too, because they talk about that. They talk about, when in one of the early episodes, they're kind of discussing how everyone complains now they wish Comic-Con would go back to being more about comics, and the guys that were there at the beginning were like, but it wasn't just comics. Like,
okay,
we didn't just do comics. Like,
okay, but like Twilight. The first year I went, they had like Prison Break.
Oh yeah, Hollywood's bastardized Comic-Con. They do talk about that though. They're like, yeah, Hollywood, and the shit factory that is Hollywood had.
I mean, you don't have to be like anal retentive about only comics, but I do think like there was a lot of mainstream. Glomming on to the hype.
That started in the 70s. About the time they started bringing Star Wars around, that's when it...
Well, Star Wars is a nerd thing.
It is, but then it started to become like, Hollywood was like, well, what else can we throw in front of these nerds to see
all I know is I went in 2008, I was able to get tickets, and then the next year it was impossible.
Yeah.
Like, you could not humanly go.
No.
Like, it was just... I went in 2008... Because of 2007, Robert Downey Jr. and the Iron Man. Hall H.
Yeah.
Or H.
Hall H, yeah. Yeah.
I've never been there.
I've been in Hall H a couple... I was in Hall H a couple times before it got incredibly difficult to get into, and then...
I just know the first year I went, somebody got stabbed with a pen waiting for Hall H.
Oh, yeah, during the Harry Potter thing. Yeah. Think, yeah. But if you...
Good times.
But if you get a chance, you want to listen to the people that were there in the beginning, people that have been there throughout the history.
They're still alive?
Some of them are, yes. Plus, this Comic-Con has audio recordings of like a lot of the very first Comic-Con. They have like all the audio recordings from the panels and stuff.
That's cool.
So you get a lot of this history of them playing bits and pieces of it, and it's interesting when they get to the time of Star Trek. You get to hear the Comic-Con people start bitching about all the Trekkies.
You literally
which they wanted
told
to be
me
called Trekkers.
You literally told me that it started in the late 60s.
The story of Comic-Con starts before that. Like they
because Star Trek was 63.
Then it was the early 60s then when Comic-Con started. Because I'm trying to think 2007, the first year we went, was there...
8.
Was the 2008 was the...
First year I went. First year you went was 7.
Was the 50th anniversary of Comic-Con? Something like that. Like, it's, yeah, so. But yeah, they talk about how pissed they were that all the Trekkies, at the time they wanted to be called Trekkers, but they called them Trekkies.
Well, okay, was, that's a late development in the whole Trek, because Trekkies were fine with it for a long time, and then it became like a stereotype, and they wanted to distinguish themselves.
Apparently, early on, it was a according to these tales. But it was good. It's a good. I've got like one episode left. I gotta listen to San Diego Comic Con Conquers the World. So yeah, it was.
Comic Con began in 1970.
Then the early cons before it was Comic Con,
which I was telling you that that's how they ginned up interest for Star Trek. Beau Trimble, went around with the actual costumes.
Yeah, but it's good. It's if you're interested in that kind of stuff, you love comics and stuff, you want to listen to it. It is very very interesting.
Is there a lot of dirt? A lot of behind the scenes dirt.
Yeah, there is.
Oh, good.
Yeah, there's a lot of.
Ooh, that's what I like.
Yeah,
I like dirt.
Especially, like I said, that episode of Sheldorf. Like,
yeah, I know. Well,
very polarizing figure, yeah. But, yeah, there's a lot of... Afterwards, you're like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Well, I want to hear who, like, trashed their rooms, who got naughty with whom.
There's some tales. Something else that was kind of interesting this week is that the Topps Company trading card and Major League Baseball announced that they were splitting ways after 70 years.
Wow.
70-year-old trading card deal with Topps. Major League Baseball has decided to end that deal in 2025 when the current deal is over with. They will go with Fanatics, which is a new upstart. So Topps Company and the Murdrick Capital Acquisition Corporation were supposed to SPAC merger. And they have decided to cancel that merger because... Major League Baseball's decision.
Oh, you think?
Yeah, because suddenly Topps is like, I mean, Topps is worth $1.3 billion.
It is now.
Yeah, it for now. Yeah, for now. But Topps has lost all kinds of stuff. Guess who the current Topps chairman is? Want to take a guess?
No, I'm sure you have plenty of people that you hate. So who is it?
Michael Eisner.
Really?
Yeah, he is the current Topps CEO.
Well,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's the chairman.
That's weird.
It's pretty interesting. It's very interesting that they decided to cancel this deal. They've been partnered with Topps Baseball Cards since 1952 and getting royalties on the cards the company sells. Hmm. It was supposed to go public. It will now remain a private company.
I bet.
Yeah. Because nobody knows what they're going to do with it. Because Topps has lost... I think they lost the NHL. They lost the NFL.
Jesus.
They're losing MLB. It's like, what is...
I mean, to be fair, like... everything but baseball cards were side hustles.
Yes.
Like, because baseball cards were the thing.
Yeah.
Like, losing baseball is a body blow.
Oh, yeah.
Like, especially because, like, the non-sport... like the non-sport cards these days are basically just like the Pokemans and the Magic, yeah. And they all have their own companies.
Yeah, Garbage Pail Kids is still done by Topps. It's still a big seller when it comes out.
But is that going to carry the company?
No, it won't carry the company because they only do like three sets a year, and they're
yeah. Well, I bet they're going to do
shit
more.
To find, yeah. speaking of Topps and Mego, we talked about this last week. Are decided to join forces to make Mego figures. I don't know why. I don't know why they're joining together. What the reason is, but considering like they're the first figures out of the gate are Shazam and Black Adam, and I'm like, couldn't you guys just, I don't know, have released those figures? Why did you team up with Topps to release limited edition collectibles? But I'm like, why did you have to team up with Topps for that? That seems really weird.
Like, what, like, you already have a company that's produced 2 billion figures.
I don't understand.
Like, they're in mire.
Yeah, I don't get it. But whatever.
I do what
also, I want. Also, it was announced on Tuesday, I believe, of this week, that Toys R Us is coming back again.
Again. Is this the third?
Yeah, it is. They announced that... Toys R Us will be opening 400 pop-up stores instead of Macy's department stores.
Stop it. That never works.
Sometime in the U.S. in 2022, They're already selling merchandise on Macy's website, along with their own site, which is now being powered by Macy's. Yes, this is the third time TRU has attempted to make a comeback here in the States since it declared bankruptcy in 2018. So 1 year since 2018 now.
Yeah, but it's always these dumbass pop-up things.
Yeah. The most recent attempt at a comeback was 19 when they opened small stores at malls in New Jersey and Texas. Both stores were short-lived and closed up a year later, with the reasoning being given as COVID.
Yeah, well, COVID didn't do anybody any favors. But the one before that was Kroger.
Yeah, I remember Kroger. But it's like, we're back at Macy's, and suddenly everyone's like, you guys realize that Macy's is closing a shit ton of stores, right? Like,
yeah, do we even still have a Macy's here?
Yeah, we do still have a Macy's here, surprisingly.
That was one.
Surprisingly.
And I'll tell you, that was one my mom used to like.
Really?
Maybe it was Macy's. But, like, it went downhill. The point is, like, back in her day, like in the 90s, 2000s.
Oh, yeah, Macy's was a huge deal.
No, but it went down, like, it became junk.
Yeah.
Like, it stopped being special.
Yeah.
So, I don't know this classy stuff.
Claire.
I don't know. I just order t-shirts online. And
pretty much. Mattel's Ultimate Edition, New Edition Arena for WWE hit its goal with backers. If you didn't back it before this past Monday night, you will only be getting two figures. If you backed it before this past Monday, which was the 16th? Yes, the 16th, I believe. 16th. You get three figures, which were a Macho Man exclusive ring announcer, and a ring announcer set was an exclusive up until a point, and then any backers after that didn't get it. But
yeah, this Monday.
Yeah, they did hit their goal, which is funny because Hasbro's still struggling to hit the goal for the for Galactus.
Is it?
Yeah. Meanwhile, people thought this was going to struggle, and it hit it like boom.
Yeah, but it's got like a kind of a crossover thing with actual wrestling fans.
It does. And, of course, the ultimate figures you'll be getting out of this set, if you backed it, are an ultimate version of Diesel, an ultimate Doink, of course, the ring entrance. The ring's great. Like, if I'd had the money and I was still collecting wrestling stuff, I'd have backed this in a heartbeat because that ring is awesome. The fact that it tears apart like a real wrestling ring.
Oh, we talked about this. Yep,
and has actual, like, not
boards.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to be actual wood.
They're probably not wood.
They're plastic.
Yeah.
They look like wood, but still planks, which is fucking awesome. And apparently the entrance lights up. Like all the little LEDs in there light
up.
Well,
I mean,
like, yeah.
if you're doing a freaking crowdfunding thing, it better light up.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. Like it's cool. For wrestling fans, it really is the ultimate, like. And the fact that they're just going to make new ring skirts, you can change the ring skirt and the apron, like,
yeah.
Which is awesome. People have the Playmates 6-inch TMNT Classic Collection Triceraton and Shredder in hand. The Triceraton looks really good. Not the Shredder.
Oh, no.
Oh, no is right.
That looks like something you'd pick up at a bodega.
Oh, baby, they did not paint that well. Whoever they're hiring in their factories to paint these figures are not good. That head is terrible on this figure. It's too small, number one. It's much too small for that body.
Okay.
I mean, look at it.
I can't get past the horrible, horrible...
The eyebrows?
The eyes. Just the eyes in general. Yeah. It looks like a cheap knockoff figure.
It does. It's pretty terrible. The Triceraton looks great. The Shredder, not so much. It's pretty bad. Considering that it's the prototype, of course, we saw years ago looked really good. And along with the Krang.
Prototypes always look better.
Because they never did Krang either. They were supposed to do a Krang. So the Triceraton's great. That Shredder, no. There's a better up close picture of it, Dave. Look at that.
Yeah, it looks bad.
Yeah, it looks real bad.
Now, which ones? Because there's like three companies making.
These are the Playmates ones. They reissued the four turtles. So, and each turtle came with a villain. So okay. One came with Rocksteady. One came with Bebop. One came with Triceraton. One came with Shredder. But they just basically reissued the Leo, the Raph, the movie star turtles they did, basically.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's what those are. Our buddies over at What's on Joe Mind scooped everyone.
Buddy is a strong word.
Oh, no. That's not nice.
Well, Joe's
hey, look,
very nice.
Oh, yeah, Dez is good. But we, Mike, oh, God. Hey, you know what, Mike? You've got hosts that aren't even on your show that are plugging the damn show.
Who?
Us. What's on your mind?
Plugging is a very strong word.
I mean, we mentioned it.
Okay, well, sure. We acknowledge.
Why do I get a feeling we're going to get angry messages?
Oh, he sent me a text. Did I tell you this? He sent me a text a week or two ago about, like, if you had to give Snake Eyes a rating, what would you give it? So I guess that was on the show.
Two?
Well, I gave it a D minus. I gave it a D. And then I bumped it up to a C minus because the Baroness was better than Sienna Miller.
Yeah.
He's like, which one to go with? I'm like, well, you can go with the C minus, but you gotta have the caveat.
That's true. They scooped everyone by revealing that we'll be getting all new 6-inch G.I. Joe classified figures for 2022.
What? Really?
The first one coming in January being a deluxe Croc Master with Crocodile.
Now, is it a crocodile or is it an alligator?
Oh.
And they just reuse it for Marvel Loki. Legends.
Yeah. February of next year, we'll get a Storm Shadow, Spirit with Freedom, and a Cobra Officer. April, apparently, we'll be getting Tomox, Zaymot, and Stalker. June, we'll be getting Crimson Guard, Zarana, and Dusty. There's a Cobra Viper and a Viper Officer 2-pack. 2022, there'll be an unknown crossover type figure similar to Fortnite Snake Eyes. The Target exclusives will be now themed Tiger Force versus Python Patrol.
Python.
So no more...
No more key... It'll be repaints.
It'll be repaints. No more key characters. But Outback, Python Viper, and Python Bat. Okay. So... Oh, goodness.
Oh, no.
Puppy.
I mean, first of all, I don't think they've done Outback. So he'll be a new character.
He'll be a new character, yeah. And they haven't done the bat. They've showed off people have leaked images of prototype pieces.
They'll do a bat.
Yeah, there is a bat coming. So, but yeah, so that's.
I mean,
it'll get Dave to buy another classified figure.
It's funny, like of all the characters, I wouldn't have expected them to lead with.
Croc Master would be one, yeah.
Like, but he's actually shown up pretty early on in every iteration.
Yeah, he really has, hasn't he?
Since the original line.
Yeah.
Like, it's weird. Like, I guess people like him other than me. But I figured, like I said, because of Alligator Loki,
yeah,
they would kind of justify making the little accessory and,
yeah,
you know.
Now we just need...
Kid Loki?
No, for G.I. Joe. You know the line...
Raptor?
Yeah, so you know the line succeeds when they finally do Raptor.
Yeah, but like for the modern era, Raptor was a club exclusive figure.
That's true.
Like even That's Hasbro true. Didn't want to go there.
Even Hasbro was like,
Club was like, we'll take whatever characters we can get.
The information leaked before Super 7 was ready to present it, and Super 7 was just like, fuck it, we're just gonna
it's
release info.
Yeah, big bad.
Super 7 is doing an Ultimates line of The Simpsons, and it's a very odd assortment for Wave 1.
Well,
odd in the fact that it's much different than anything that's been released before.
Okay.
And it's an interesting array of Simpsons characters.
What is the 7-inch scale?
7-inch scale.
So they're too big for the Playmates.
Yep. The first wave is Deep Space Homer, Mo, Poochie, and Robot Itchy and Scratchy. And of course, being Ultimates, they all come with an array of amazing... Stuff. Yep. So Space Homer comes with the Radeon tube. Is that what it is?
Carbon rod. Inanimate carbon rod.
Bag of potato chips and a bunch of potato chips.
His floating in the cabin. Yep.
The ant farm. His helmet and three different heads.
This is how they got me with the Playmates thing, is the accessories.
Yeah. Mo comes with three, his regular face and then two
Jesus,
amazing
like
faces.
Crazy expressions.
The red phone from the bar. Mo's Tavern. His apron, which is cloth, a flaming Mo, the rag.
Which had its own episode.
Yes. The pickled eggs, a bunch of hands, and the panda in the cage.
Yeah, because he was like running. There was an episode where they suggested that he was running some kind of animal smuggling ring.
Yes. Which is fucking spectacular. Robot Scratchy comes with a bunch of different accessories. A drum, an axe, a hammer, a chainsaw, a machine gun. An alternate head with a removable top to show the innards.
Well, see, Homer, that's why your robot didn't work.
No, because it didn't have innards.
And they Oh!
And then Itchy comes with a knife, a chainsaw, a machine gun, a hammer, an axe with legs, hands, and the license plate for Bort.
Oh, Son of a bitch.
And Dave's going to order it just because
I was literally about to say, I was literally about to say, they need the little tiny axe with the robot legs. And you went to the next picture, and I was like, oh, Bort just, like, that will probably get bought. Again, like I said, I bought the original one because the original Playmates, the Mr. Burns came with Blinky.
Yes.
And I was like, I had to have Blinky.
Yep. So that's...
I'll probably get that one. I kind of hope they do... even though I know that oh god, I can't remember. I'm old. Phil Hartman. I know that Phil Hartman's kind of a tricky subject.
Yeah.
I hope they do Lyle Landley.
Well, I'm sure they will.
They never did. They never did him.
They never did
Playmates.
Playmates. Yeah.
He was going to be, but he got cut.
Yeah. They're pre-order now, pretty much everywhere at $55 bucks. So.
God. I mean, I like that little axe, but
yeah. NECA shelled off new Gremlins for 2022.
Gremlins.
We get a new version. Have we had the brain before?
I have the brain.
Yeah, there's a new version of the brain gremlin, or just re-release.
Oh, he's got a cloth. He's got a cloth outfit.
Oh, cloth outfit. Okay,
mine's plastic.
Gotcha. Ultimate brain. That there. That
yeah,
makes sense.
like mine doesn't have the syringe or the pipe.
Or the pipe.
He's got the chemical bottle.
Gotcha. That's actually really nice looking.
Yes, I have one. Thank you.
Yeah, it's nice. Ultimate demolition gremlins, which are fun because one comes with a bunch of Acme TNT stuff. The other one comes with a can of beer, some dynamite, and the diagram for the Statue of Liberty that they're going to blow up.
Yeah, I don't remember that part.
I don't either. But those are the Gremlins for 2022.
Okay. Still milking it.
Oh, yeah. Super 7 also showed up their new Transformers Reaction Figures Wave 4. This one being King Starscream.
Did we cover this last week? I feel like we did.
No, we talked about the Studio Series stuff.
Jesus.
Because there was a King Starscream. But the Hot Rod, King Starscream, the Dead Optimus Prime, and Galvatron. So all from Transformers the movie. The fact that they did a Dead Optimus Prime makes me so incredibly happy.
Does he have the Matrix?
No, the Matrix is in there.
God damn it.
Dave's like, son of a bitch!
Like
just when I think I'm out, they reel me back in.
I kind of dodged the robot Itchy, the robot Scratchy, but man, Dead Optimus. That I don't even like. Well, that's the thing. I don't really like Optimus, but man, Dead Optimus.
Dead Optimus is a must-have. You could put him in the space station.
You could.
No.
I don't think I'm going to, but
no,
I could.
But still.
Well, apparently he is not up for pre-order.
Oh, some bitch, really? Well, go to Super 7's website. I bet you he's on there.
You know, I don't like splitting my...
Look, man, I don't know what to tell you.
I don't like it. I don't like doing that. It feels weird. Because then I got to keep track of like 9 different sites. And trust me, that gets
tiresome.
Because you got Kickstarter. I got Boss Fight. I got the
Big
stupid. I got Big Bad. I got Entertainment Earth. I got Target.
Yeah.
I got the stupid cowboy guys have their own site.
Oh, yeah. 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 Mattel showed off the trailer. Well, Netflix showed off the trailer, and Mattel showed off the toys for the new Kitty.
You're hitting that when I'm like trying to like look for stuff on.
Yeah. So the toys, of course, everything's kitty-fied.
I have very mixed feelings about this.
I mean, it's a kid's show, whatever. I mean,
You know what? I do not like.
I've never
that
been a
argument.
It's not really an argument. I'm just like, whatever. It's a kid's show.
It's a kid's show.
I'm not even saying it's not for us. Like, I'm just saying it's designed.
Batman the Animated Series was a kid's show. True. Avatar: The Last Airbender was a kid's show.
Was a different era, Dave.
The 2012 Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles was a kid's show.
I think if this was
DuckTales reboot was a kid's show.
I think if this wasn't stylized in the form of Fortnite and...
Well, that's why they did it, because it's a kid's show.
Yeah.
And the kids these days, they like the Fortnites.
They leaned real heavy into the tech aspect.
Yes.
Because normally Masters Universe has always been a great meld of
magic and science.
But again, they lean real hard
into
the tech.
It's throwing everything at the wall. Everything the kids like. And this is definitely more, it's high tech.
And I saw the Man-at-Arms arm and I go, did they get the license from Nintendo for Metroid? Because that's fucking Samus Aran.
Well, that might be one of those on the advice of our lawyers.
Yeah. The trailer, I mean, the story looks great.
Terrible.
Yeah. At least they didn't fuck up Skeletor's origins.
Well, I will give this show two things. Number one, they actually got Skeletor's origins right, because that was the big story earlier this week, was the prequel comic for Revelations.
Right.
Where they completely screw up his origins. And number two, as much as I don't like the Fortnite look, at least it's not CalArts.
True. I do like the new Snake Mountain playset. It's got an actual snake that comes out and attacks.
Not much of a play.
It really isn't. There aren't playsets aren't really playsets anymore. Like, it's got a throne for Skeletor to sit on. That's about it.
Go back up. Do they have the ORKO robot?
No, they do not have Orko's robot form. Uh-huh. They do have Trapjaw, and Trapjaw looks hideous.
You know, like I got a good look at Trapjaw. I don't know if it's just the design is so bad or like. I'm curious what he looks like. I'm curious what all these guys look like.
There's a better picture of the Trapjaw.
What?
Oh, Toy Arc's probably got much better pictures. Yeah, he's got this weird, like...
That's pretty terrible. Okay, so is that Zodak? Is that Zodak?
No, that's He-Man with new armor.
Oh.
I'm trying to look for...
Because I actually, like, aside from the...
there you go.
The art style, I don't mind He-Man's redesign.
No, I don't mind it at all. Trapjaw's really interesting, though, because his mouth is very circular, and it's just all teeth.
No.
Which is interesting, but he's still got the big blaster arm, and, you know... I don't know if he's got the hole through his head so you can spin him down stuff.
Doesn't look like it.
No. But they also have, like, motorcycles they could ride now.
Look.
Which is cute, because it's called the Ground Ripper, which is, you know... an homage to the Road Ripper, and then Skeletor's very much looks like Panther.
You know, like, again, like, I was literally just saying Masters is the thing that threw everything at the wall.
Yes.
So, like, on the one hand, it's like, I mean, you could have had a robot dinosaur or a robot horse.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, a motorcycle is not lore-breaking for Masters.
No, I don't think so, no.
Like, I don't know.
They had Bashasaurus, for God's sakes. That wasn't lore-breaking.
So, yeah, I don't know. I'm surprised there hasn't been, like, more of an uproar, because the whole way through Revelations...
No, because people are still pissed at Kevin Smith.
Well, you kept going, oh, they're going to get this other show, they're going to get this other show. And then I saw the trailer, I'm like, oh my God, this looks terrible.
What's interesting...
I realized it's a good show, therefore it's patronizing and stupid.
Yeah. What's interesting is the people that are, like, kind of... that are getting kind of, like...
Don't you set my Lego set on fire.
I'm not, shush. I'm just giving it some breathing room. It was starting to smell a little hot there. It's because we have so many friggin' things open on Google Chrome, and it's like, I don't like this! NECA showed off a
picture. Moving quickly along from the controversial subjects.
Yes.
Everybody's favorite company.
Yeah, NECA showed off their two-pack for Halloween 2 with Michael Myers and Dr. Loomis, which Dr. Loomis looks amazing.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Can't be mad that Donald Pleasance is getting a little love.
Both figures feature digital facial printing for extra accuracy, so it very much looks like Donald Loomis. Loomis has removable arms, so he can display with or without a trench coat.
Neat.
You can recreate the fire scene with attachable fire effects to Michael, which is cool. It comes with the pumpkin from Halloween 2.
Yeah.
Which I know the guy that actually has the prop for that. Yeah. Which is interesting, as we're on this subject. If you've ever seen pictures of the prop, it's elongated.
It's elongated?
It's elongated.
Okay.
Is that the right word? Like, no. It's like...
Gated. Elongated.
Elongated. Thank you. Jesus. Thank you, David. Thank you for helping fix my English. It's elongated. Oh, my God. I can't say it now, and I know what it is. Because they shot this film on... The film that they shot it on... the way they shot it, they had to make that way, so when it was projected, it looked normal.
Okay.
So it's really an interesting prop to see, because you're like, why does it look like that? And it's because...
Also, wasn't part of, like, the way that shot works is you're going into the pumpkin. Isn't that, like, part of the reason it's elongated?
No, they literally elongated it because the film that they used to film it was, like... I don't remember what it wasn't exactly 35mm. It was like some special film with a special lens, and because that lens was on it, they had to build that prop that way, so when the lens filmed it and it was projected, it looked normal.
Yeah.
So it's kind of fascinating. Michael Myers also has a bloody tears head.
Because he gets stabbed in the eyes.
Yep.
Which they forget about in every subsequent movie.
Of course they do. And NECA also revealed its next Universal Monsters figure, this one being Boris Karloff's The Mummy.
Okay.
He's Purdy.
Okay.
I mean, I like that. I like Boris.
I know what you meant.
Yeah. It's a very nice looking figure.
It looks very detailed.
Yeah. Hasbro shut off some new Power Rangers Lightning Collection, this time being Ninja Rangers.
Oh my god, I thought those were Cobra Commanders.
No. Ninja Rangers of Billy I can't remember the Black Ranger's name that took over for Zach.
Racist.
I know, right? I can't remember his name.
I'm not going to tell you. I don't think you deserve to know.
Hold on. Is it Adam? It's Adam. It's Adam. Billy and Adam get Ninja Ranger figures.
Okay. So,
yeah. Which is nice because they look like the movie costumes, and that's fun.
I guess. I guess that's one that's successful. I don't see it hanging around anywhere.
No, I don't either.
I don't see much hanging around.
I don't see anything hanging around. Also, NECA and Ruby's announced that they were creating a high-end Star Wars collectible online store. Nobody's quite sure what the hell that means, but it's going
crap
to be...
Prop replicas and the helmets and masks.
Yep. So...
get a Gaddafi stick.
It seems like every few years, everyone tries to... I don't want to say weasel their way into the marketplace for prop replicas since Master Replicas died like 10, 15 years ago. But it seems like ever since Master Replicas went away and died, every company has tried their hands at making prop replicas. NECA's done it with Batman to date.
Yeah.
Now they're going to do it with Rubies, with other stuff, and Star Wars, and eh.
Well, you know, Star Wars suckers got a lot of money.
True. Speaking of NECA and Batman replicas, they showed off the grapnel launcher.
Okay.
From Batman, from the 89 Batman film. And it's Purdy.
Yeah.
It's in big box retailers now, so if you're lucky, you can find it at Walmart. Maybe.
Sure.
But the...
Allegedly.
Replica features a screen accurate foldable handle, grapnel hook attachment, and a motorized spool that retracts the rope and hook after firing.
Okay.
I want to get it just like a fire at things and then watch it shatter in a million pieces.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, and I wasted
$4. You weigh a little more than 108.
Gosh. XO6 is doing a line of Star Trek figures.
Good old XO6.
One-sixth scale.
I've literally never heard of before.
Their next 1/6 scale Star Trek figure is Captain Catherine Janeway from Voyager.
Yeah, that character that everybody loves.
Yeah, well, I thought she got a lot of love. A lot of people like Janeway.
No, she should be in prison, not an admiral.
Really?
Yes, she, like, Voyager... She broke the Prime Directive a lot.
Oh.
Although apparently, like, they say Archer's the worst captain. Like, I guess I missed those episodes of Enterprise.
Wasn't Archer, like...
Archer was Scott Bakula.
Yeah, but wasn't he, like, pre-everything?
Yeah.
What does that fucking matter? Like, they didn't have...
No, but, like just generally, he not necessarily Prime Directive, but, like, he did a lot of... Like, apparently... He did a lot of stuff that was, like, really scary. I mean, you know, you don't have to have the Prime Directive to just break laws and be a bad person, Jason.
True.
I mean, it doesn't exist today, but we still have crime.
True.
Like, I just, like, he had a dog, and he loved his dog. I'm like, how can he not be the best captain?
Exactly. Geek
Tiki's... Somebody's going to write an essay.
I know. Geek Tiki's have been showing up in Walmarts. Recently, maybe not Geek Tiki's. There are Tiki mugs showing up at Walmart that are plastic. These Geek Tiki's are ceramic. They are doing a new Kids of the 80s line to go along with everything else they've been doing from that
era. Yeah, I got a bunch of Star Wars.
They are doing Goonies. They're doing Sloth and Chunk in their little pirate outfits.
Right.
Yeah. They're doing Tom and Jerry.
Not exactly an 80s thing per se.
No. And they're doing cereal mascots, Lucky Charms, Trix, and Cocoa Puffs? Cocoa Puffs, yeah.
Just Trix and then Trick Rabbit.
And then we get a Snake Eyes and a Storm Shadow.
I think that's been like not advertised,
really?
Up for pre-order for a while. I think I've seen those.
So, some new Geek Tiki's. Dave's got a whole collection of the Star Wars ones.
I got Star Wars ones, I got a D&D one.
I got a Little Mermaid one that Mondo did.
Oh. Wow, you got a Mondo thing.
I did get a Mondo thing, surprisingly, because nobody buys the geek mugs from Mondo. They just all want the posters because and soundtracks because they're scalpers. And they hate everyone. Hasbro revealed to celebrate the 35th anniversary of Aliens. God, we're old. They are releasing a new LMTD Aliens M418 Pulse Blaster rifle. Of course, it's colored in the classic Nerf colors and not...
Well, no, actually.
Really?
The yellow... I mean, the rifle should be green. It should be pale drab green.
Yeah.
But I think they went with that yellow because that's like the power loader.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So it's like bright, but it also kind of looks like it fits in the universe.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Like, that's actually... I want this toy. I want this thing.
I think it's going to be on Hasbro Pulse.
Oh, God damn it.
Pre-order free at GameStop and Hasbro Pulse.
Double goddamn it.
So you can go GameStop and pre-order. $94.99. Yeah, ugh is right.
So sick of buying stuff.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you're a collector, David.
Look, Aliens is one of my top five.
Oh, I know it is.
I legitimately love the Pulse rifle as an iconic sci-fi weapon.
Oh, I know. I don't blame you.
Back in the day when Marauders, Gunrunners, all they did were like little resin.
Yep.
I have a ton of those. Pulse rifles.
I know. Before they got into actual action figures.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Because they would make those guns for G.I. Joes.
Yeah, they would. Yeah. Like, they would make like real world weapons, and then they had... they didn't have the licenses.
A line of sci-fi.
Yeah, like there was a Han Solo pistol, there was Megatron.
Yeah.
There was the Pulse rifle. There was a rifle from Stargate.
Oh, yes.
Doom. I don't know.
It's good stuff.
Yeah. It's good. Okay?
I'm fine. It's been a long week.
Okay.
I'm tired. It's been a long week. That's all I got to talk about today, Dave.
Yeah, because there's no movies or TV shows.
Not yet. Week.
Not yet.
What If is on, but Dave's not watching it, and I haven't watched the second episode yet.
I hear that's a good one.
I've heard. I just haven't had time to sit down and watch it.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, there you go, guys. We're going to wrap this show up.
We could ramble about Suicide Squad for another hour.
We're going to be rambling about Shang-Chi here real soon. So
Shang-Chi?
That's how they keep pronouncing it. It's Shang-Chi. And I'm like, isn't it? Yeah.
Okay.
That's how he pronounces it in the trailer, Shang-Chi. And I'm like, what? Or maybe it's Shang. I don't know. Fuck. I hear different people pronounce it different ways. And I'm like, I don't fucking know
anymore. I don't know. This day and age is just better not to say anything at all.
We'll just say SC.
SC.
But we'll be going to see the new Marvel film here in a couple weeks. We'll have that review for you when we've seen it. We can't review it now. We probably could. Dave kind of knows the plot.
Vaguely. I've heard someone who's seen it thought it was really good.
Well, that's good. Everyone I've seen...
Someone who's actually in the movie business...
Right.
And actually has made at least one movie that I really, really love.
Oh, I gotcha.
Said it was really, really good.
Gotcha.
Apparently.
I really want to go see Free Guy still. I've heard it's good.
Me.
Everything I've seen and heard of it says it's good, so.
Guess you wish you'd gone to see Cars 3 now.
Cars 3. Terrible. Terrible. David and I'll be back next week for an all-new show. Jason's going to go home and continue to... tear apart his basement.
Okay.
Didn't take pictures of stuff so I can have an auction. Maybe.
Yeah, I know. It's sad.
I know.
Uncle Jason's lost his mind.
No, Uncle Jason's got his mind completely intact. Trust me. We'll be back next week with an all-new show, so make sure you tune in then. Until next time, David.
Don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
The Toy Bar peeps, it is closed. Peace out.